I'm Aaron Pednotti, and today I'm interviewing David Howard King, the former editor of The Alt, about his new endeavor, The Collaborative, a monthly arts and culture magazine for the Capital Region that is published by Proctor's Theater. David, thanks very much for coming on the show. Good to be talking to you.
Thanks so much for having me.
So I asked you about the overall concept for The Collaborative in an interview that aired last fall, but for those in our audience who might have missed that episode, can you talk us through it again? You can also include new details if the idea for the magazine has evolved over the past few months.
The concept is fairly similar to what we talked about last fall, in that we're looking in depth into the creative spheres in the Capital Region, from arts, visual arts, music, poetry, dance, all of that stuff. But we're trying to go more in depth than, say, your local newspaper would go. We want to be involved in the creative process. We were talking to creatives about how they do things, their best practices, and their inspirations. And we sort of want to serve as a guide, as well as going deep into these stories about why people are creating, but how they create and how they've learned over the years, to share with some of the younger folks coming up, and the people, you know, also sharing the new talent that comes into the region. And I think we're seeing a lot more of it with the folks who are already established, and sort of bridging the gap between two different populations.
So sort of getting into the hearts and minds of creators while also relating that to the larger social context in which they're working with each other.
Absolutely. I think the area is changing a lot. You know, it has changed a lot in terms of the kind of talent we're drawing. And we've also seen people do so much work to create these great arts organizations and various things that already exist here. So seeing them being taken advantage of because of this new interested population that may be escaping the city or maybe be coming here because of our tech industry and things like that, that's sort of what we're trying to do, get people excited and unveil what's really available to everyone.
So what's your specific role in The Collaborative, and what sort of responsibilities does it entail?
I'm the editor and associate publisher. My publisher is Jim Murphy, who works at Proctor's and is in charge of a number of things. And he's also published quite a number of publications. You know, he's worked at the Troy Record. He worked at the Glens Falls paper. He's been all over the place, Syracuse. And so he and I got together towards the end of The Alt and said, what would we do if, you know, we could do this as a magazine? What makes sense? What does the area need? And Jim had a concept that was very similar to something I had, and I sort of just added a few things to what he was presenting. And now he really oversees sort of the big nuts and bolts in terms of getting us out the door every month, getting us to the publisher, overseeing advertising and things like that. And I obviously am involved in all of those things as well, but my main focus is getting us stories and columns that matter to, that I hope will matter to our readers.
So the first issue was published in the first week of January. Can you tell us about the production process and also a little bit about the content of the issue?
Well, it was interesting. It was a bit of a roller coaster, because when The Alt came to an end, we were working on stories and things, and we had to change our frame of, not only our frame of, you know, how we might approach a story, but the timeline, because suddenly we were producing a magazine and we had a number of months before it launched. So Katie Cusack, who folks might know from The Alt, who did music, came over as well, and we found ourselves spending a lot more time with artists and going more in depth than we might have been able to when we were really producing quickly for the web as well as for this weekly paper. And we're less, at the moment, less concerned about the web than just creating a really nice magazine that people can live with and sort of get more out of than just quick blurbs. So I spent time with muralist, self-taught artist Samson Constantopoulos, who folks might be familiar with in the area. He's, you know, really something, edgy guy who goes out and does murals not for pay, but because he thinks they belong there. And I spent a number of nights with him in Arbor Hill as he put up the mural of Henry Johnson, who was a World War II veteran, and his platoon. And it was just something to be out there while he created this thing with a projector and a Mac on top of, like, a, you know, a road sign shooting onto the side of this abandoned building, and people stopping by and seeing what was going on. So, you know, I wrote about that. I also spent a lot of time in Catskill, which is this burgeoning arts town, where I discovered some folks who, you know, I'm sure folks know about. But in our next issue, we sort of have a profile of this man named Joe Mama Nitzberg, who actually turns out to have been one of the lead creative directors for Interscope Records and a number of other major labels, and oversaw the design of album covers for Outkast, Eminem, Hole, etc. And now he lives in Catskill and does his work there. But, you know, really getting to live in some of these stories. And Katie Cusack, for our first issue, and it's on the cover, Nadine Medina of the Troy Dance Factory is doing a series where she works with local bands and then choreographs along with them and has her students dance to local music, which we thought was a very cool crossover and speaks to the kind of work we want to see happen in the area. And Nadine also is a columnist of ours, and I think her columns sort of speak to what we're trying to achieve in that area, which is, she talks about doing things for free and whether as a creative you should give away your talents and what you should look for in doing a project that might not be actually financially rewarding. And then next issue she talks a little bit about, you know, sort of coming to terms with improvisation and learning to bring it into your creation. So, you know, her story is sort of very illustrative of what we want to achieve with the collaborative.
This is Aaron Pednotti talking to David Howard King, the editor of The Collaborative, a new arts and culture magazine for the Capital Region, the first issue of which was just recently published. Dave, the next question I have for you is about your internet strategy. So it sounds like that's still kind of being worked out, but when it's available online, will the access to content be free or will there be a fee?
So it is available now. However, we're not promoting it heavily. It's thecollaborativemagazine.org. But we have the luxury, and this is not something that exists many places, as we all know. We just saw the cuts at BuzzFeed and Huffington Post and the Tribune. And obviously we know that it's a bloodbath in journalism right now. But one of the things that intrigued me so much about this project is that I was given this chance. Proctor's has a cushion in terms of being able to let us create this thing. And we will have much bigger presence online, but we're building up to that. And we want people to become familiar with what we're producing through the magazine. And you can get all our stories online and updates and events and exclusive interviews and things like that. But we're just not looking to get every single headline as we were in the All. We were breaking news all the time. Well, not all the time, but frequently, and with a staff of three. And now we have a staff of two. So we're focused on long form and creating a really nice product with the magazine.
So how are you going about distributing the print version, and how can people get a copy if they want to see it?
We are distributing actually further afoot from the Capital Region than we were with the Alt. So right now we're available from as south as Hudson, I believe, and north to a little bit above Glens Falls. But the places that you'll find us reliably are arts organizations, coffee shops. If you'd like to receive the paper, please let us know. People who subscribe to Proctor's, or not subscribe, excuse me, who donate to Proctor's actually do get the magazine mailed to them, and we hope to unveil a subscription service within the next few months, which I think would be pretty neat. But, you know, right now you can reliably find us at any Proctor's location or anything one associated by Proctor's. And a lot of cafes. I took a stroll down Lark Street the other day in Albany, and it was definitely at all the places you might expect it to be. I haven't had a chance to investigate Troy thoroughly yet, and I apologize since we're here at the Sanctuary, but I'm pretty sure you can get it at Psychedelicatessen and some of the more reliable cafes in the area.
And you also brought in some copies to the Sanctuary
yes.
today. So
there is a stack here.
Anybody out there wants a copy, you can stop by here and get one. Okay, so the last question is, what sort of stories do you have in mind for the near future?
So next issue, as I think I talked about, you know, Joe Nitzberg, really interesting guy in Catskill. There's also a story about this band some folks may be familiar with called Self-Defense Family, who sort of the brainchild of a guy in the punk scene in Del Mar. He broke out of the area, but he sort of formed an international punk collective in the Self-Defense Family with the members from all around the world that could play on any one of their, like, I don't know, they have like 15 or 16 albums. They have a ridiculous amount of albums that they release at any time, really with little promotion. And it's really about the music. And, you know, so we have this sort of in-depth profile of the people he worked with and what came of that band. We'll also be looking at, you know, the major arts organizations, some of the big development going on there. And our columnists, I think, are really one of the most exciting parts of the issue, of every issue. And we hope more folks will. We are actually looking for more contributors. If you're a practicing artist of any kind, if you're an arts administrator and you have things to say about your craft, advice to give to folks, or gripes about the area, we want to hear from you.
And other people who write about art too, they could submit?
Yes. Oh, absolutely. And we pay. So there's some, you know, we want to expand our reach. We want to expand the folks who contribute. So please get in touch. That is sort of what we hope to be a hallmark, is that we do want to collaborate and work with people. And we have some exciting things in that vein planned for the coming months, but not quite ready to share some of the events, but I think we're off to a good start with the first issue.
Well, thanks again for coming on today, David, and very best of luck moving forward with the collaborative.
Thank you so much.